This is Danny Johnson. Hi, everybody. It's Monday night. I think it's June 18th. Yeah, in fact, I think it is. And we've just gotten back from Salt Lake City, Utah. And, guys, we just had an outrageous and exciting time there with so many people from all over the planet. And we had an exciting, power-packed weekend with just outrageous amounts of information that was poured into people, imparted into people. Saturday night was absolutely outrageous, and we're just very, very excited to have had all of you graduate through First Steps to Success in Salt Lake this past weekend. Before we get started, I've got a topic for tonight, and it's going to be steps in overcoming fear. I'm going to give you about 11 steps in overcoming fear because I know that it's just a huge plague in the business world today. Before I get into that, I want to tell you a little bit about myself and who you're talking to because I know there's a lot of brand new people that are listening to me for the very first time tonight. My name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a young, uneducated 19-year-old female who grew up in an abusive home with parents who were drug addicts. I did not believe in myself. I didn't think that people like me ever succeeded in anything. And so looking at the opportunity the first time, I said, you know what, this is definitely not for me, but it'll work for you. After several months of being exposed over and over and over again to the opportunity, I finally got the courage to get started because of the testimonials that I had heard. After 6 months of absolute failure, and I talked to hundreds of people, I did not have a full-time job, living off of my credit cards, nothing was working for me, and I heard about a seminar that was supposed to change everything for me. And I went to a two-day seminar that cost me all the expenses and everything, $1,500, and I didn't have that money. I didn't want to go, and I thought it was going to be boring, and I wouldn't get anything out of it. And I'm so very grateful as I look back in my life that I actually did this. I went, came out, made $4,000 in 8 days, brought in 25 people into my business. The next check jumped up to $11,000, then $15,000, then just under $21,000, and became the number one international producer inside of that gigantic organization. Then decided I wanted to go get married and make some babies, and the guy that I married on a whim changed his mind after only a few months of us being married. And as a direct result, he wound up leaving me with another woman off to Japan, draining my bank account, maxing out my credit cards, and leaving me with a $35,000 debt. I'm telling you, this was devastating. It was horrifying. It was crippling. And I remember after several weeks of being homeless, I finally got very upset with myself. And I decided to step up and do something with myself. You know, for 3 weeks, I just sat there and I blamed my parents for who I had turned out to be, and I blamed my husband, and I cried the blues, and I just had major pity parties, and nothing was working for me, and I mean nothing. And I finally decided on December 26th to start a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, and I wound up making $2,000 my first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, and my first month over $10,000. By the end of my first year, I had made $250,000, and by the end of my second year, I had made my first million, and I was only 23 years of age. So if this young, uneducated female from a small town in Northern California who grew up feeling like she could not ever succeed at anything could get started in a business like this, to start in a home-based business and go out and create $1 million in just a short period of time while she was young, then what can you do? Listen, I understand what many of you guys are going through. I understand that many of you are out there, you know, talking to people and you're giving it your best shot, and many of you are struggling with fear, and many of you have talked to your friends just like I did in the very beginning. And, you know, I would set appointments with people that I knew and even with people that I didn't know. And, you know, they would say things to me like, you know, right now is just not a good time. Why don't you call me next time next week? Or they'd say, I need to talk it over with my husband, or I need to talk it over with my wife, or, you know, I really don't have the money right now, or you know, Danny, this sounds great. I'd like to become one of your customers. Why don't you call me next month? And you know what I would do? I would actually call them back next month. And you know what else would happen to me? Is I would schedule a bunch of people for a presentation that we would be doing, and I'd have 10, 15 people say, yes, we'll be there, absolutely. And you know what happened? None of them would show up. I thought there was something wrong with me. I couldn't figure out why none of it would work for me. And I went through all of that for several months until I invested in myself and I got the right kind of training that absolutely equipped me from the ground up to be able to start this new business venture and start to succeed at it. And through the years, have learned just by, honestly, just by absolute experience, not only how to help myself to succeed, but how to help other people have outrageous success as well. And through the training seminars that we've done over the last 15 years, we've helped many people earn a six- and a seven-figure income, just like what we just come out of Salt Lake. We had several hundred people there, and coming out of that seminar, I will guarantee you that there will be several people that will come out of that who were nowhere near a six-figure income and talk that over within the next 12 months that will absolutely go on to making a seven-figure income. We have this happen, and my question to you is, do you want to be the next one? Are you sick and tired of sitting on the sidelines or at least struggling on the sidelines watching other people get out there and do the thing that you want to do? Then I highly recommend that you plug into our next seminar in August. I think it's the weekend of the 13th. I believe it is the weekend of the 13th. And we are going to be, folks, yes, I'm going to make the first announcements right now. We are going to be in Boston, Mass. So we will be going to Boston August 13th and 14th. Get yourself registered right away. I am so excited to be going to that historical place for our nation and equipping people who will be there, equipping entrepreneurs, equipping employees, equipping moms and dads to get out there and to maximize their lives, to give them some architecture that will absolutely change the way they are building success for themselves, their children, their finances, in their jobs, in all areas. And that's, this seminar is going to come and go in August. It will. And those that plug into it have the greatest chance of having all areas of their life come into balance, come into balanced success, come into a higher level of communication, come into a higher level of production, come into higher promotions on their jobs or at whatever field it is that they are trying to succeed in. And so that's going to happen in August. There's no question. Just like it did, it just happened in Salt Lake City, Utah. And so anyway, some of you were brought on this call by somebody who cared enough about you. They stumbled across a free website to be able to help themselves, and in turn, they pass the gift on to you. You want to call that person and say thank you for at least thinking of you and at least caring enough about your future and your family to help you maximize what it is that you're doing. And then also, we've got another conference call coming up next Monday night. Every single Monday, we meet on this call. Every single Monday, this is what we do, and this call is free and available to each and every one of you. So July 25th will be the next conference call after this. Okay, so let's get right into the topic. I told you I was going to talk to you about overcoming fear. I know it's a plague out there for a lot of people, as well as sexual immorality and pornography and things like that. But as far as the business world goes, this is huge. This is huge. In fact, most of my clients deal with this particular issue. And I do training classes. I do prospecting and closing classes. In fact, tomorrow my class begins. And we do these four-week courses in the area of prospecting and closing. And it is amazing how many people deal with fear, and it is also amazing how many people decide to step up out of it by using steps like the ones that I'm giving you. Let me give you a couple of different fears that I see people dealing with, and it might be you too, and similar fears that I dealt with. I dealt with the fear of failure. I really, really did not believe that I would succeed. I didn't believe that I would be happy. I didn't think for a minute that that something like this would work for me. I thought there was something mystical about it, and that people just seemed to get lucky. And I just had never been a lucky person. I'd never won anything before in my life. I always got shortchanged, and everything just always seemed to turn into a disaster. So, fear of failure is a very common fear that many of you right now, sitting right there in the comfort of your own home, is dealing with while you're even on the phone with me. The second fear that is very common is fear of rejection, and that is extremely common. There's a lot of people, and it cracks me up, especially people who are working with advertising campaigns, and they've got people calling them looking for a home-based business, and yet the distributor is sitting there going, oh, I'm afraid of this person rejecting me. Why in the world would we be afraid of Joe's six-pack with his Bud Light, his bag of Cheetos, in his permanent fixture of his Lazy Boy chair with his remote control where the numbers have been worn off of it because he uses it so often, afraid of rejecting you? I have absolutely no idea. Usually it's because of something deep-seated, has nothing to do with the prospect, has everything to do with rejection that they dealt with in the past. Number three is fear of humiliation, fear of looking stupid, looking bad, fear of almost being embarrassed. Is a very common fear that people deal with. That fear, and that one usually comes up around the belly area where you're just like, you know, you turn red real fast and you just feel like a total idiot. That's a very common fear that people deal with as well. And as well as fear of making a mistake or doing it wrong. That as well is a very common thing And so, therefore, people don't even get started because they're afraid of doing it wrong, afraid of making a mistake, and they won't even step up to reading a script, or they won't even step up to doing a presentation. They won't even step up to the plate to signing up in a business that they really know that they need, that they really know that their future is dependent on it, and yet they're, because they fear making mistakes, they won't even get themselves started. And so, these four fears in general, are very common, and many of you are dealing with some of those fears right now. Even the fear of just not being the kind of person that you need to be in order to succeed to a good level. I mean, you may think you might be able to make a little bit of money, but you just don't really think that you'll be able to maximize it. You don't think that you'll be able to, you know, go the distance, go the full way. Well, this has been my chosen profession for 15 years. And because I made that decision, actually not 15, 16 years, because I made that decision many, many years ago to make this my chosen profession, just like a doctor does. You know, when somebody decides to go to medical school, they've made a strong decision that this is their chosen profession. And therefore, it was easier for them to invest the $200,000 or the $100,000, depending on what kind of doctor they are, to invest that kind of income into their education to become the professional that they are today. And so many years ago when I made my decision that this was my chosen profession, that meant that it was just a matter of time before I was going to get good at it. And so my question to you is, have you made that decision yourself? Have you made the decision that this is your new chosen profession, that this is your new career path? Because if you are sitting on any bit of a fence, then you are going to be plagued with fear. You're going to be overcome with it. Because where there is no commitment, there is all fear. Doubt slips in, unbelief slips in, and therefore we wind up nowhere near where we want to be. And so if this is your chosen profession, then you must walk by faith and not by sight. Because if you're going to walk by faith, then you can't walk by sight. You see, a doctor who goes to school for 10 years, in his first year, he's 9 years away from ever seeing a patient by himself in his own practice, at least 9 years away. And so if he were to walk by sight, he could easily talk himself out of it saying, oh, this is going to take too long. Am I ever going to get there? Oh, my gosh, the amount of money it's going to cost for me to do this. And what if I'm not good at it? And what if I don't like it? And gosh, you know, what if I don't succeed? What if I make it 5 years and the last 5 years I keep bombing exams and I fail? Right? Have you ever thought those thoughts about the current business you're in? I can guarantee you the reason why 90% of all people who enroll into medical school don't make it is for the same reasons why those fail in this business. It's not because this business is mystical. It's not because this business is magical. This business is about skill, hard work, and belief. Just the same as it is for somebody who enrolls into medical school, has learned the skills, works hard, and believes he's going to make it, and those are the ones that succeed. Yeah, 10% of the people who are the only ones that actually finish medical school for the same reason that very few people get out there and do what it takes to make a 6 or 7-figure income in our industry. And so just the same. If you have made up your mind that this is your chosen profession, then you have to walk by faith and not by fear. You have to walk by faith and not by sight. You have to see the unseen. You have to see it in your spirit. You have to see what it will be like. You have to see where you're going to be, just like somebody who enrolls into dental school. If they look at everything that was bad right here, right now, they would never, ever, ever finish that education and never, ever earn an income as a dentist. Okay? It's all the same. So if you are dealing with doubt, I can guarantee you, I've got a list of reasons why you're dealing with doubt, but if you're dealing with doubt, you have to replace it with faith. You have to shut the door on doubt. You have to shut it out, because if you have 1% doubt, you have 0% faith. And all it takes is a little faith the size of a mustard seed to be able to forge ahead and make things happen. You have to decide that you will do this no matter what. Don't put timelines on yourself. don't put unrealistic expectations on yourself. It needs to be that you're going to do this no matter what happens, and that you are not going to be on the fence, that you're going to slip over to the other side and say, I don't care how long it takes. If it takes me 10 years, I don't care. I'm going to work hard each and every day. I'm going to work on building my belief and my faith that I can do this. I'm going to gain the skill, and I'm going to invest whatever I have to. Why? Because it's going to be worth it. Because the people who take those steps, beyond a shadow of a doubt, make it. The ones that take those steps half-heartedly, those that take those steps with a half-hearted commitment, with a wishy-washy desire, those people don't succeed. But the ones who make up their mind, that's it, that does it, I'm going all the way. I'm making up my mind, there is no turning back, and they burn their bridges. They burn their bridges to doubt. They burn their bridges to fear. Those are the ones who go out and make things happen. So if you are not convinced and you don't have faith, then your commitment level is weak, and weakness leads to fear. I'm going to say that again. If you are not convinced and you've not yet made the decision that you're going to do this, then you lack the faith, you lack the commitment, and your posture is weak when you get on the phone or when you're in front of people, and weakness leads to fear. Faith, my friends, without action leads to self-destruction. Why? Because it's the birthplace of fear. I'm going to say that again. Faith without action leads to self-destruction. Why? Because it's the birthplace to fear. If you have faith, and faith is not something that's in your head, faith actually moves your feet and your mouth and your hands. And so if you are idle, it is the birthplace for fear. You have to act upon what you say you're going to do. And most of you will, just as I did, if you have made up your mind and you are running into problems, it is a skill issue. And I want you to remember for just a minute, that I want you to remember when you first started off in the first career you ever had in the marketplace. When you first started there, I can guarantee you that 99.9% of you were afraid that first day. I can guarantee you that first day that you went through feelings of fear of inadequacy, I'm sure that you ran into feelings of humiliation. I'm sure that you were embarrassed from time to time. I remember on my first job, I was I worked in a video store, and it was hilarious what happened. I forgot how to alphabetize for a moment. How funny is that? We organized all the movies in alphabetical order, and I came across a movie. I can't remember the name of it, but it was somewhere in the middle of the alphabet, and I forgot how to alphabetize. So I couldn't figure out where it went. I sat there stunned, looking at the sea of movies and not being able to figure out where the heck to put this movie. Okay, why? Because when you first get started with something, you're uncomfortable, you're uneasy, you're unsure. And starting anything new, if you had kids, and I have 5 children I've given birth to, and I remember when, you know, the first time giving birth being, gosh, very uneasy, not knowing what to expect, not thinking I could do it, telling myself and screaming to the nurse, I can't do this, I'm not ready, no, don't let it come out. I remember doing that. Why? Because anytime we start something new, there is this uneasiness. There is this chance of not being able to do it perfect the first time. Of course, hello, that's called life. Welcome to this planet Earth. Okay? So in the beginning of your, you know, first career that you started, I'm sure you went through those exact same emotions. And starting in this new career, you have the same exact emotions. But watch this. By the second day, you were a little more comfortable. By the fourth day, more comfortable. By the end of your first week, you were doing pretty good. By the end of your first month, most of it was autopilot. Remember the first time you learned how to drive? Do you remember how scary that was? Afraid you're going to kill yourself and the driving instructor? Afraid you're going to crash the car? Afraid that you're going to fall off the side of the road? Or run somebody else off the side of the road? Do you remember all that? Yes. Why? Because you didn't know how to do it yet. But now, let me ask you something. Do you remember how you got to work today? The answer's no. Do you remember how many stoplights you came to? The answer's no. Do you remember how many were green or how many were red? The answer's no. Why? Because we drive on autopilot now. We don't even have to think about it. We have trained ourselves and conditioned ourselves to do this activity, and we don't even think about it anymore. Do you want your business to be the same way? Do you want to be picking up the phone and talking to prospects to be the same way? Do you want it to be when it's time to close that there is no hesitation in your voice? That you don't get weak when you hear an objection? Do you want it to get there? Listen, repetition is the mother of skill. You will get there, but you have to apply yourself. You see, if you had not gone back to get more skills in the area of driving and then go back and practice and then get more skill and then go back to practice and then get more skill and go back to practice, you wouldn't be the driver that you are today. Same with your career. Same with raising children. It all works the same way. And what happens is most people sit there and they're staring at the phone, they're going back and forth, they're looking at the leaves, they're staring at the phone, they look at the leaves, they stare at the phone, they look at the leaves, they stare at the phone, and then they get totally paralyzed. Going, what's wrong with me? I don't know if I could do this. I don't think it's going to work. Listen, if you realize that that's how you've been every time you've learned something new, then you can get over and go, oh, that's what's going on? No big deal. Okay? So, you got to absolutely keep your hands from being idle. You have to keep your lips from being idle. And you have to lead yourself into action. Because idle hands and idle lips lead to fear and then poverty. Idle hands and lips lead to poverty, folks. And I know that's not why you're listening to me right now. I know that the reason why you're on this call is because you have a burning desire deep within you to do something great. Because you have a burning desire inside of you to leave something great behind for those children that you have birthed. You have something burning inside of you to not settle for less. You have something burning inside of you to not give in and give up and settle for mediocrity. But that you want to give your life the best. You want to give it your best shot, and you know deep down inside you have not been. And so if you know that you have not been given it your best shot, then it's time now to let your hands and your mouth to no longer be idle, but to step into action, because when you step into action, everything starts to flow. I could have walked by fear when I was homeless. I could have walked with doubt and unbelief when I was homeless, but I made a strong decision not to. I encourage you to do the same thing. So, here are 11 steps into helping you to overcome fear. Number one, you need to realize you're a product of your environment. Okay, we all are. We are all products of our environment. When we surround ourselves with people who are going nowhere, we seem to find ourselves in the same rut as they are. But when we surround ourselves with people who are going somewhere, then we wind up going somewhere. It is incredible that how much our environment really dictates what we think about, how we think, what we dwell on, what we obsess over, what we worry about, and what we meditate on. Our environment is absolutely everything, and I mean everything. When I first got started, I was in the environment with hanging out with two guys that just did not know what they were doing. I was hanging out with them, and we were all trying to build a business, but we really sat around the lot and talked about the compensation plan. We really sat around the lot and waited for somebody else to start building up the meetings and bringing people. And our environment was really an environment of idleness. Our environment was that of people who were thinking about success but not going after it. We were people who were, you know, sitting around trying to solve our problems and figuring out how we were going to execute this thing. We were also people who were sitting around talking about what we were going to become instead of getting out there and making ourselves become it. Then what happened after 6 months, I told you that I heard about this particular seminar. I went to it. Now I was in a two-day environment where everybody were of like mind. They were all working on themselves to be able to grow and gain skills so that they could improve their life and improve their business. And being in that environment, man, I caught on to it. I caught on to it like a drop of water in a desert. And I held on to it with everything that I had. And with that, I wound up then moving to an area where I could be surrounded with people that were like that. I know many of you have families and you can't do that. If you're single and young like I was, I suggest you do. And I started to just hang out with people that were building the business, not talking about it, not thinking about it, not meditating about it, but were actually building it on a daily basis, hour by hour on the phone talking to people. And I surrounded myself with that kind of an environment of people who were like-minded going in the same direction which I wanted to go in. And so if you are in an environment where everybody's negative and everybody's or everyone's just talking about success instead of getting out there and making it happen, I suggest you surround yourself with people that are making things happen, not talking about making things happen. I suggest you surround yourself with people who are making things happen and instead of surrounding yourself with people that are thinking about it Or even surrounding yourself with people who did something a long time ago instead of surrounding yourself with people who are currently building a business, building a thriving, growing business. That's who you want to be surrounding yourself with. Number two, doubt, okay? How do you overcome doubt? Number one, don't open the door to it. You see, I talked to one of my clients today in our coaching class, and it was really amazing. She said, Danny, I came out of First Steps to Success, and she goes, and I sponsored two people, and I was on cloud nine, and I felt so good about everything that I was doing. And she said, Danny, then, like, I don't know what happened. Just something happened. You know, all of a sudden, now I just can't seem to sponsor people, and now I just can't handle people's objections, and I just don't know what's going on with me. And I began to ask her a series of questions. I said, let me guess of what I think might have happened. Actually, it happened a few days ago with another client of mine. I think what happened was that you got all excited and you felt so good about what it was that you were doing. And then you hit somebody that gave you some objections. And the person didn't sign up. And what happened at that point is you entertained a seed of doubt. And that seed of doubt said something like this. See? You just got lucky on those other ones. Not going to work. You're not going to hit your goal. You're not going to hit that bonus like you said you wanted to. And you began to entertain those thoughts of doubt. And then what happened is those thoughts of doubt continued to snowball. Because if you even just entertain one of those thoughts, then they start to multiply themselves. And they start to say things like this. See, it's not going to work. See, you're not in the right company. You shouldn't have even started. Man, you wasted your money at that seminar. Man, gosh, you're going to fail again. You're going to wind up like the rest of those people that never make it. And the woman just sat there and she goes, that's exactly what happened. So what do? You cannot entertain. You have to start thinking about what is in your head. In other words, you have to start listening to what's in your head. Start to discern. Are you dwelling upon doubt or are you dwelling upon faith? Is your mind meditating on things that are not working or is your mind meditating on what is working? So, for example, when it comes to doubt, you can't even entertain that first one that comes in. And that's when you say, oh, really? Oh, I don't think so. And you fight that sucker out. You make the decision, no, I'm here to succeed. I'm going to make this happen. And what I've had a lot of my clients come to me and say is that when they've been overcome with things like that, what they do is they get in their car, they put on their favorite Danny Johnson CD, and they start listening to it. They have, and it's so cute, I get these emails all the time, but people have their little pet CDs that always seem to crack them out of their funk. I say don't even get yourself to the funk. Okay? But if you are overcome there right now, then what that's showing you is that you've allowed some dirty stuff to get into your brain. And what you must do is get in there and clean that sucker out. Okay? Turn on a CD. Start listening to it and start controlling what is going into your ears and what comes out of your mouth. Do not agree with doubt. As soon as you agree with it, it starts to plant itself and start to build a root system within your very soul. So whatever you do, don't make an agreement with doubt. Don't make an agreement with unbelief. You must kill it, and you must move forward. This is not a difficult thing to do. This is about a decision, and this is about agreeing with faith instead of agreeing with doubt. It is not that difficult. It really is all boils down to a decision. And if you try to argue with me on this one, you're going to lose, and let me tell you why. I was plagued with doubt, unbelief, depression, and suicidal thoughts for several weeks. In fact, I went through a season where I went through that for a couple of years, and I know how it feels. I know how debilitating it is. I know that it is a heaviness that is over you. It's a cloud. It's almost like bondage wrapped all around your body. I know that. I've lived there. And do you know what finally got me out of it? Is I made a decision. Enough is enough. I can't handle it anymore, and I'm not going to live like this anymore, and I'm going straight for all that I can get. I'm going straight for the top, and I will not settle for less. That's what it's all about, folks, right there. Okay, number three, commitment. How do you overcome fear? You have to check and put a gauge, almost like a thermometer, on your commitment level. Are you 100% sold out going to build it? Are you going to make it? Are you going to do this, or are you not? That's the issue. Are you going to step up your commitment level and say, no matter what it takes, don't care if I fail for the next 10 years, I am going to succeed eventually? Is that the all-out commitment that you have made? And that's not something you could just sit and tell yourself. You have to follow through with that with action. Someone who has made that commitment is going to make the investment in themselves to ensure that their skill is where it needs to be. The person who has made their commitment is someone who's going to invest into their professional training to make sure that they've got the belief that they need, to make sure that they've got the professionalism, the strategies, the marketing technique. They're going to make sure that they continue on in their education and move forward. Someone with a strong commitment is going to be listening to CDs every single day. Why? Because they're advancing their future. That's why. Someone with a strong commitment is somebody who is working leads and staying away from doubt, staying away from being idle. They're getting over it. And when they run into challenges, they hire themselves as a coach to say, help me out. What am I doing? What do I need to change and improve? Okay? Number four. You need to surround yourself with like-minded individuals, whether that's your upline, sideline, or whatever, or it is a coach that you have personally hired. Surround yourself with that. You must. And when you look at the people that you're surrounding yourself with, are they negative? Are they people of dreams? Are they people who have vision? Are they people who have who are focused on making something happen? Or are they people who have already given up and they're just waiting to die? Are they people who just totally focus at the small things of life? You know, like what happened on Days of Our Life? Are they people who are concerned about what's going on with Oprah today? Are they people who have been so dumbed out by the media that they have no idea who they are, where they're going, or if they're even going anywhere? Or have they just become drones of our society? Are you hanging out with drones? Because if you're hanging out with drones, and drones have no commitment, they have no focus, they have no vision, they have not advanced their skill and ability in 20 years, they like to talk about the roses and the weeds that they picked, like to talk about what happened last night on Seinfeld. Or are you surrounding yourself with a people that are stirred, that are awake, that are living, that are walking by faith? That's something you have to ask yourself. And if you're plagued by fear, there's a good chance it's because you are surrounded by people who are drones. Number five, no action leads to fear. So then what's the answer? Step up now and take some action. No action creates idleness, which then is a door opener for fear. When we slow down in our activity level, fear becomes huge. So one of the first steps you can take is to take action. Right now, get off this call and start taking action. Number six. Constantly listening to tapes to control what goes into your head. Constantly be listening to things that inspire you, that change your belief system. Because if your belief system says, I'm afraid of failure, I'm afraid of rejection, I'm afraid I can't do this, I'm afraid it's not going to work, then your belief system is only going to lead you to self-destruction. But if your belief system is that of somebody who says, yes, I can, and I will, God has put me here for a reason, and I'm going to give it 110%. I'm going to keep going until I get this job done. So you need to constantly control what goes into your mind. Constantly control, because let me tell you how thoughts work. It first starts in your head. Everything starts in your head with a thought. And the thought then manifests itself with words out of your mouth. Then action follow what you say. That's how it starts. So everything first starts with a thought. Then your mouth speaks agreement with the thought. Then your body follows through with what you say. Such an interesting thing. One of my clients, it was really funny. When I first brought her on, she was somebody that was negative about everything all the time. Everything she talked about was negative and horrifying. Then I had confronted her on this issue. I said, life and death is in the power of the tongue, my friend. And your mouth is being used for death. And if you continue to speak like that, nothing will ever work for you. You see, I believe that God created each and every one of us with a powerful mind and tongue and the ability to do some incredible things with his help. And when we use that mind, that tongue, and our ability for destruction, that it is not very pleasing to him or ourselves. And so you got to really watch about what comes into your head, what goes out of your mouth, what your body does from that point on. So what do you talk about? I want your ears to be so pierced that you hear what it is that you're saying. Because if you can hear what you're saying, then you can discover what it is that you're thinking about. It's not that difficult to press pause on your mind and go, hey, where did that thought come from? That's not going to help me. If you continue and constantly talk about how things are not going right for you and how it's not working and how you called five people and no one was home, or you scheduled 10 appointments and no one showed up, and that all five of your distributors quit, okay, then if that's the thing you're going to focus on, then I promise you it's only going to breed more fear, more negativity, more discouragement, and eventually cause you to fail. Number seven, you need to stay involved. This is hugely important. You need to invest into yourself and invest into your education. You got to plug into things. This is a free conference call. We got a free website. There's no excuse, no matter what level of income you are currently at, okay, there's no excuse for you not to stay involved. We get countless emails, people saying, man, I listen several hours a day. In fact, there's a lady, she's so awesome, her name is Betty. Betty is 76 years old. She gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning and listens for 3 hours online to the archived calls on the website. The woman made $4,600 her first 3 weeks in business. 76-year-old great-grandmother, folks. What? Gets up at 3 a.m. in the morning to listen to 3 hours of coaching and training that's free on a website and has gone out and in 3 weeks made $4,600. Give me a break. Look at that. What a person. That she could listen to somebody that is obviously younger, that she's willing to lay her ego aside to say, man, you could teach this old dog new tricks. Show me. I want to help pass something on to my great-grandchildren. And that's what she said. She was actually at First Steps to Success recently. So you have to stay involved. Why? Because you are being polluted whether you know it or not. You are being directed whether you know it or not. What you're listening to on the radio, what is it training you to do? What you're listening to on the radio, what is it grooming you for? What is it empowering you to do? Well, if you're listening to talk radio, you're being empowered to argue. You're being empowered to judge. You're being empowered with pride and arrogance, thinking that you know everything and the rest of the world is stupid. That's what you're being empowered with. That's what you're being groomed for. That's what you're being trained to do. If you're just listening to the music, I'm telling you, you're programming yourself for something. What are they saying? What are the words? What are they gearing you for? A lot of the country music that you listen to is just totally whining and crying and depressed and self-pity. That ain't going to help you. Crying about your dog that died and then your wife that left you and left you with nothing and now you got no food and you got tears in your ears because you're so depressed. Let me tell you something. That is not grooming you or your family to help you to be what you need to be. What are you listening to? What are you being groomed for? You guys have so many hours in the day that you could be grooming yourself for something great, but instead are leaving a door wide open for fear. So you must stay involved. You got to stay involved. I have had people, so many people just go, you know, Danny, I came to One First Steps and I had all this success, and then about 3 weeks later, I just started to, you know, I started to feel like I wasn't sure if I could do it. I was like, hello? Yeah, well, 3 weeks after First Steps, there's another First Steps. Or 4 weeks after, there's another First Steps. Why? Because we get off track so easily. The 1 week we miss a Monday night call, guess what? Here comes doubt, fear, and unbelief. The 1 week that we decide, I'm kind of tired, I have a headache, I'm not going to make any calls, guess what slips in? Idleness slips in, which leads to self-destruction. Why? Fear, doubt, and unbelief. That's why. So as soon as we stop moving forward, we start going behind, and it's just that simple. So you must stay involved at all costs. Protect the growth that you are growing in. Number eight, you got to practice. You got to practice. I'm not kidding you. This is so important. So many people, and I see this through the coaching classes that I do, which, by the way, we have an August class running, and I don't know if there's any seats left in that because typically they wind up completely selling out at First Steps to Success, but there will only be one of each class in the month of August. I do not have time in my schedule to do an evening class in August. There will not be an evening class. Actually, there will not be evening classes probably for the rest of the year. But there is only a 9 a.m. class that is starting in August, and there's only 50 people allowed in that class, and it's first-come, first-served basis on those classes. And so this is the thing that we see more than anything. in those classes, when people first start in the class, the very first week, when I look at the numbers and I see the emails, the thing that is the biggest problem is that people are just not talking to enough people. They're just not dialing enough dials. They're not putting the business in front of enough people to even have a ratio to determine whether or not they're good or bad at it, to even have a ratio to determine what needs to be changed or improved. And so I can't tell you enough that even if you just went out there and tripled your numbers, you'd be amazed at how your skill would improve just by the sheer practice of it. Just by the sheer practice of it, you would get better at it. And so you got to make sure that you are consistently dialing a lot of people. I know many of you are only working your business 10 hours a week. I don't care. If you're working at 10 hours a week, 8 of those hours has to be in talking to people, getting the business plan in front of people. And the more you do that, the better you're going to get at it. That's why in our first week in our careers, you know, prior careers, that, you know, the first day we were terrible at it, by the first week we were doing a little bit better, and after the first month we're autopilot. I promise you, your business will become autopilot for you if you're willing to do what it takes to make it that way. If you're willing to practice and you're willing to get the skill and you're willing to believe, then that's the magical formula for you to become all that you've desired to become. So please, practice, practice, practice. You will get better at it, you will master it, and you will shock yourself. Number 9. You have to make the decision to never, ever quit. Quitting cannot be an option. It just can't be. And if there's any seed inside of you that you have a breaking point of when you're going to throw in the towel, then I promise you that's another door opener for fear. It is. You will, listen to me, you will encounter obstacles. You will have bad days. You will have discouraging times. You will have people flake on you. You will have people quit. That is part of living on planet Earth. I don't care where you go. You're going to have those things. If you're going to have kids, you're going to deal with those things. If you're going to be married, you're going to deal with those things. If you're going to have a job, you're going to deal with those things. And if you have any friends with any live human beings, you're going to deal with those things. So here's the issue. If you have any bit of a seed in you where you have a breaking point of where you're going to quit, and that breaking point for you is, okay, the company makes a change, that doesn't, I'm throwing in the towel, then I can guarantee you, you have left the door open for fear, and it will come back, and it will haunt you. Until you shut it out and you say, I am never quitting. Quitting is not an option for me. This is it. There's no other option but to succeed. And if you have no other option, and quitting is not an option, then success is the only thing in your future. Number 10. You need to absolutely have a strong revelation and realize, if you don't do this deal, what is going to happen? If you don't do it, what's going to happen? Well, it'll be like the guy who, you know, had heart attacks running in his family, okay, or the woman who had breast cancer running in her family, and yet there she is, just living her life. I want you to hear me. Let's say that your mother had breast cancer, your grandmother had breast cancer, and your aunt had breast cancer. Or let's say that your father had a heart attack, and his brother had a heart attack, and his father before him had a heart attack. And it is apparent that this deadly disease is run in your family. And here you are, living your life with Big Macs weekly. Here you are, turning your nose up to high-quality supplements. Here you are, turning your nose up to exercise, but instead being lazy, knowing full well that all the signs and the writing is on the board that says you're next for either a heart attack or breast cancer. You're next. It's your turn. And there's tons of things out there that you can do to help prevent it. It's like that guy. So the writing is on the wall. And he thought to himself, or she thought to herself. In fact, there's some of you right now. You're thinking to yourself right now, it won't happen to me. It won't be me. God help you and have mercy on you. Because I believe that when he shows you things like that, it's for a reason. And then here along comes some supplements you should be taking or some research that's been done that we should be doing. And what do? Nothing. 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 And then the inevitable happens. We get it. Why? Because we thought it wouldn't happen to us. I'll tell you, that's ignorance. And ignorance leads to destruction. That's scripture, by the way. Ignorance leads to destruction. People perish because of a lack of knowledge. People die because of an ignorant state. It's the same with you and your finances. The writing is on the wall. I could just so get emotional with this right now, and I'm going to hold back. The writing's on the wall with your finances. Folks, we Americans share a $33 trillion consumer debt. The writing's on the wall. The security in the corporate world does not exist. The writing is on the wall. You've been going further and further in debt each and every year. The writing is on the wall. Your jobs are less secure than they've ever been. The writing is on the wall. And here comes an opportunity for you to change that. A merciful God who gave you a chance to make sure that you don't wind up like another statistic of 98% who's dead or dead broke by the age of 65. Here's the chance. And what do we do with it? We sit in a pond of fear. Or we sit in ignorance, saying, it's not going to work for me. Those things never work for anybody. We sit with a lack of knowledge, saying, I won't get laid off. I'll eventually get out of debt. Things will eventually turn out for me. I don't need this kind of a business. I promise you, you will look back and kick yourself for not getting over your fears and excuses. There will be massive regret when you have settled for less just because of being afraid of a phone or afraid of the guy on the other end of the phone in his boxer shorts telling you no. I promise you, you will regret it if you don't step up, because you've been given a chance to bypass 98% of the population who wind up ending their life with a lot of regrets. You must now invest into yourself, just like a doctor does, just like a lawyer does, just like a business professional does, because it is your skill that you bring to the marketplace, folks, not your needs. It is your skill you bring to the marketplace, folks, not your fears. And if your skill is lacking, then you better do whatever it takes to invest in your skill so that you can raise your income for your family's sake. I promise you, if you make that investment in yourself and in your education and you practice and you put yourself in the right environment to learn and to grow and to further yourself, you will become that champion that you've always wanted to be. You'll become that professional that you have a desire to be. You will learn that professional level of income. But you must take those steps. So I'm excited for the people that were just in Salt Lake, because you know what? You're going to experience things differently, because this week you will be a product of a different environment, because you spent 2 days with like-minded individuals who invested into their skill, who walked away with just outrageous ability. And because you've done that, you will see a different result this week coming up. No question about it. So here's my last bit for you. If you have been struggling with that, I promise you, you can get over it. You can grow. You can improve. I promise you, there's thousands of other people who have gone before you who struggled in the very same way, who no longer struggle that way now. In fact, it's hilarious. One of the gentlemen in my class, his name is Ron, and it's awesome. I mean, he had sent us this email saying, you know what, in his first class, from the very first class that we had in July, his first week after that class, he sponsored 6 people, okay? 6 people is what he sponsored. From Tuesday to Monday, the guy sponsored 6 people. How awesome is that? And that's more than he had done from January to June. What changed? He invested in his skill, he put himself in the right environment, and he chose to believe. He stepped up to his commitment level and decided to rise up and make things happen. I could tell you literally for hours. I've got Nate. Nate closed 5 people his first week in the class. I've got Kim out of Texas, who in 2 days scheduled, talked to 7 people, did 4 presentations, closed 3 in one day. Did all this in one day. Talked to 7, showed 4, 3, signed up 3 out of 4 people in one day. Why? Because she stepped up. She invested in her education. This girl's been to several first steps, and now she's in the prospecting and the closing class. Came out in 1 week, in one day, 3 people. That's insane. I've got Lisa, who talked to 7, brought 5 to a presentation, closed all 5 in 2 days. How awesome is that? This is crazy. I've got Sandy, who worked Monday and Tuesday, 7 people through the process, closed 2. Phenomenal. I've got Danny, who came out of Denver, who's been in her industry for a very long time, afraid to talk to her warm market, came out at a seminar, talked to her warm market, and signed up 5 of her warm market, had 2 referrals come out of those people, one of which was a doctor. Okay? I'm looking at one right here, right now. Incredible. This is also another one from Ron. Phenomenal. This is incredible. He was at First Step to Success, and I told everybody, write down somebody that you know that could rip this thing up. He left that seminar, called that person, got him started, and check this out. He said he's the founder of a large financial consulting group and gave me his blessing on my company and said these were the best products and opportunity that he'd ever had, and he's already referring the product and the business to other people. He signed somebody up that basically was on his chicken list. Okay? Give me a break, you guys. These are people who were afraid at one point. These are people who couldn't make it happen and now are making it happen. Imagine when you step up in the very same way to do the same thing. Imagine when you make that decision. We've got people who are terrified of talking to people, making dials, that are now doing it. Why? Because they stepped up. They made the commitment. They made the decision. Okay? I've got Becky, who, because she invested in her skill, at 19 presentations, 13 people that she set up, 19 presentations, 13 people that signed up. That's insane. 13 out of 19? Hello? Give me a break, guys. I don't care what it is that you're thinking that you can't do, I promise you. That if you just make the decision that you're going to make this happen, then you close the door to fear. If you make that decision, then you also step up and you do what it takes. Once you've made that decision, it's like, hey, I'm going all the way. I'm going to become a pro. And when you decide to become a pro, guess what? Things begin to happen. I just love that. That's what happened to me. That's exactly what happened to me. So listen, I'm going to wrap this call up, guys. I just want to thank you so much for your time and your effort tonight. And I'm so very grateful to be in business with each and every one of you. I am so grateful for those of you who have been following us for the last couple of years and utilizing our services. I am proud of you. I'm proud to be in business with you. I'm proud of what you're doing. I'm proud of the steps that you're taking. I'm proud of you breaking through your barriers and getting over your issues and rising up to the challenge and doing something much bigger than yourselves and doing something that is more important than even, being afraid of the phone, but that you're stepping up and grabbing a hold of an opportunity and you're driving it and you're moving forward and you're doing everything that you're told to do, supposed to do, and therefore your family is going to benefit so tremendously. Folks, our family is a mess these days. Our nation is a mess. Brothers and sisters of this nation, I'm telling you, you need to rise up and restore the entrepreneurial spirit of our nation so that we can get moms and dads home, so that these moms and dads could be raising our children instead of the social services raising our children, instead of the government offices raising our children, instead of our children being trained to be drones and trained to be employees that settle for nothing and live off the system. That we can build something so dynamic, and we are in an industry that can do that, folks. That we can rise up against the evil and the wicked things that are being taught to our kids. And because they're being raised by so many others, whether it's teachers or daycare centers or babysitters, but that we can do something that is powerful and make a difference in a nation that I see is falling apart at the seams. Our kids are being faced with things that generations before them have never been faced with before. Our kids, their lives, their futures are at stake here, guys. You can't afford to deal with fear any longer. You can't afford to live the life that you're living right now. You have to step up and do something. Your kids need you to do it. The families and the future of America needs you to do something better than settling for less. Please, I hope and pray that you will join me on this adventure and this mission to wake up our brothers and sisters in this nation and nations around the world to say we can step up, we can take control over our nation once again, and we can make a difference in the next generation that's coming forward. We can be what the founding forefathers were. We can be those great people that founded this place, that were risk takers and history makers. And together as a team, guys, we can do this. We can change the course of the history and the lives of the people you're coming in contact with. If you're willing to get yourself out of the way and let's rise up and make something happen. I believe in you because I know where I came from and I know who I wasn't when I got started. And I also know who the people weren't that I am working with today. I know who these leaders were when they got started. They were afraid just like you. They didn't think they could do it just like you. But they came to a place where they said, all right, enough is enough. I'm going to rise up and make it happen. Please, I beg you, do the same thing for the sake of all of our futures. For the sake of all of our futures, let's not pass debt down to our children. Let's not pass down a lack of vision down to our children. Let's not pass down idleness to our children. But let them see what we're made of. And let's show them what they're made of. Their true identity of being a champion and not a sideliner. Their true identity of reaping an inheritance that they will be trusted with. A true identity of being a winner and not a loser. We have to step up first and show them how. By the examples that we lead by. So please, please. Hear this message loud and clear. It's time to rise up. We need your help. And I thank you so much for you at least giving it your best shot. At whatever bit of a best shot you give it inside your opportunity, I'm proud of you. Even if it's 10 calls a day or one call a day, it's one customer a month, you're making a difference one step at a time. But if you have a desire for more, I say get more. Do more. Get the skill that you need to get more and do more. Thanks so much for all that you're doing, and I appreciate all of you for sending people to our sites. I appreciate your help in building this. I appreciate all that you've done for all of us. We are forever grateful for your obedience to this call that you know that you have in your life, and that's the call to freedom. So thanks so much for your time, effort, and attention, guys. God bless you, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.